Hey, boss, that Safe Touch security sign looks different.
Don't let it fool you. It's still the same old Safe Touch we've been avoiding all these years.
I don't like it, boss. I'm getting the sweats just being near the Safe Touch sign.
Yeah, me too. Come on, let's go find a house without Safe Touch.
Right now, activate your existing home security system with Safe Touch Security for zero down for peace of mind with a purpose. Get 24/7 monitoring for about $1 a day and manage your system with a Safe Touch app. Call 888-723-8682 or go to safetouch.com. State license EF20001945.
Welcome back to Babecast. My name is Megan. Thank you so much for listening. I have so many people that I still need to feature on the podcast. So if you have someone in mind, I would love your recommendations. I still have all these people on a list that I need to reach out to. And it's just so overwhelming. I'm having so much fun meeting all these people, these amazing women who seriously are just killing it. And today I'm super stoked because who doesn't love flowers? This girl is changing the game when it comes to flower delivery, and I'm really impressed. I found her on Instagram because the pictures are beautiful, so I wanted to follow her, obviously. And I found out that she lives right here in Jacksonville, and she delivers her own handcrafted bouquets, and they're amazing. So you definitely got to go follow her, check her out, and order her flowers because they're pretty and they'll brighten up your day. Also, follow me because every week I'm posting who the featured babe is, so obviously it's going to help you out. It's Megan, MEGHANMILISSA. That's my Instagram. And then on Facebook, it's MEGHANWAPE. Follow me and we'll be friends. And you can come on the podcast. Okay? Great. Please welcome to Babecast today, Ashley McCool. Your name is Ashley McCool?
Yeah.
That is the best name ever.
Thank you. It's why I haven't changed it to my married name yet.
Oh, so that's your real name. Okay.
Yeah, so I've been married for almost 3 years now.
And you haven't changed it? You don't have to change it.
I know. I honestly am kind of trying to convince my husband to take my name.
You should.
I think he might.
It almost sounds fake. Like, not saying, you know, in a good way, like a celebrity would make their name Ashley McCool.
No, I've definitely had to show people my ID to prove that it's really my name. Because they're like, there's no way this is your name. Especially when the whole, what was it, Superbad and the McLovin. Yeah, everyone was like, there's no way that your name is McCool. And I'm like, dead serious, hand on heart. Here's my driver's license, MC Cool. Call
MC
me a rapper.
Cool.
Like,
you really can't change it now.
No, I know. That's why I'm
What's
like,
your husband's last name?
It's Blondel.
Okay.
So
that's cool.
It's cool. It's French. His dad's from France. So it's like, it's a different name. So I do like it. But
McCool Blondel. It might be too much.
Yeah.
I don't know. McCool. You might want to stick with it.
I know. And he really, like, he hasn't pushed me at all to change it. He's just like, I don't blame you.
Yeah.
Like, that's
it's
a really,
really
great name.
He probably wants it himself. That's why he's like,
yeah,
maybe
exactly.
We should, when we have kids one day, maybe we should just use your name.
Yeah.
Okay. So you just got back from a vacation, right? Where'd you go?
So I went to Spain and Portugal.
You did? How
yeah,
was it?
It was really, really good. So my husband, he is actually from Australia.
Really?
Yes. And so I've actually been living over there for the past few years. I just moved back to Jacksonville in January of this year. So he is from there and we're trying to get him over here. So he's actually not in America right now. Yeah.
Since you moved back in January?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, did that suck so much?
Yes. So the trip was to see each other because basically we knew that after we got married, we'd live in Australia for a few years and then kind of come to America for a few years. We didn't think the visa process was going to be this intense. And so we set our sights on moving back in January. And that's when I was like, okay, that's when I'm going to start the business. And, you know, we were going to be involved in different friend and family members' weddings and everything. And then we started the application and realized this is going to take a long time.
Wait, I thought it was like, see, I always thought it was just like, you get married, you can live here.
I know.
Right? Isn't that why they say like, marry people just to let them stay or whatever?
Yeah, I know. I wish
what the hell?
I really wish it was like that. But
how much longer do you have to wait?
Well, they said it could take up to a year. So potentially October. So we kind of had to make that hard decision of like, okay, either I stay in Australia and we're kind of in that weird flux of like, we might have to pick up and move and then I can't really start the business and, you know, or I just go over to Florida, I start the business, I get us set up over there and then we try to meet up, you know, halfway and then make it work like that. And we just felt really like settled and at peace about that decision to do it that way, because we had done long distance, all of our dating and engaged.
Where did you guys meet?
We met in Orlando when I was going to UCF.
Oh, okay.
He was traveling with a band at the time.
What?
And yeah, so I know, it's really, it's like a crazy, crazy story.
That's an amazing story.
Yeah, it's really, and it's so,
so he
funny.
Was in a band and he would just happen to have like a show there?
Well, I was at iBar in downtown Orlando.
Right,
it's like
I know where that is.
Kind of indie.
Yeah,
indie
I like
bar,
that place.
So, yeah, it was really fun. I was in there and I actually saw him walk in and I remember thinking, wow, he's really handsome.
Yeah. But you like zeroed in
yeah,
on it.
You're
like, hey.
Okay, I'm like creepily staring at you right now. Good thing it's kind of dark in here. But I wasn't going to go up and say anything to him because I was like, oh, I don't know. Whatever. Like,
yeah.
I'm sure. Maybe he's just some kind of weirdo. Who knows? And so he actually ended up coming up to me about 10 minutes after he had come in and started chatting. And that's when I was like, oh, are you from another country? Like, what is this?
Oh, he has this thick accent?
Yeah. He's like, yeah, I'm from Australia. I'm here with my band.
That's the best accent to have.
I know.
That'll make you fall in love with a dude immediately.
Exactly. Exactly. I was like, okay, you can go ahead and put a ring on it because I need to hear this for the rest of my life.
You even finish the introduction. You're just like, all right, here's my hand.
No lie. Like, we talked that whole night and then we went and we got pita pet afterwards with some of his friends and some of my friends who were there. And by the end of that night, I went home, I told my friends and told my coworkers the next day, I was like, I found the guy who I'm going to marry. And I'm not normally that kind of person. Like, I was never like, oh, yeah, love at first sight, or like, I didn't even really love chick flicks and stuff. But I don't know, something about him. I was like, I don't know his last name, but we're going to get married. Like, that's.
Whoa, and that's crazy.
Yeah, he
that's
felt
like
the
movie.
Same way. So we started dating a week after we met, and then.
But it's been long distance ever since then. So you just met that one time.
Yeah, and then he was like, hey, look, I'm leaving, you know, in a few weeks. Like, what do you think? Like, do you think we should try it? And I'm like, it would be silly not to, because there's so much chemistry. There's so much between us. Like, I don't want to not try. And so. We didn't see each other for another 6 months until I flew to Australia to meet him and his family and his friends and everything. And yeah, and then about a couple years after that, we were engaged and then we got married over in California and then I moved over to Australia. So.
What a crazy story. That is so cool.
Yeah, so it's been a really fun adventure. So my trip recently was to go see him because he's not allowed to come into the States until his visa is approved.
Really?
So we're like, hey, whatever. It's an excuse to go to Europe. So
wherever you can go.
Yeah. Let's meet up. And
exactly. So how long were you in Australia before you came here?
Almost 3 years.
Oh, wow. So you were there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys did live together for a while before.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we got married back in 2014.
Okay.
I think it was.
It's been a little bit.
Yeah. And
okay.
Then we moved straight over there and lived there. And so, yeah, so we've been together, which obviously makes it even harder to be apart again. But we're like, you know what? We've done it before. We know how it works. We have a super supportive friend and family group. And this is such a small portion of our life together.
It's temporary.
You know, we can do it. We can do it. So.
Yeah. And there's like a finish line. So
exactly.
You know that there it's this is not just like, when will we see each other again? You know that it's coming. It's just, it's going to feel longer because you just miss each other.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And like, thank God for Skype and FaceTime and messaging and, you know, all those things that it's like we talk face to face, like through FaceTime, you know, 3 to 4 times a week, you know,
right.
And then we're texting. And so it's like we're in constant communication. Obviously, you know, nothing can replace being physically together and being in the same room, the same continent as that person.
Yeah.
But yeah, we know that it's going to be soon that we're together, and it's going to be even sweeter because of the time that's passed.
Aw.
Thank you.
Okay, so you wanted to, or you guys decided that it was a good time for you to come back.
Yep.
Because
mm-hmm.
you had, where are you from, Jacksonville?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
so
that's why you came back here, but you just went to UCF for college.
Yeah.
What did
yeah.
you go to school for?
I went to school for event management.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. I'd kind of had this idea while I was over in Australia, and I really wanted to get to Jacksonville as soon as I could to start it because I had this feeling that I was like, I need to get there as soon as I can because I felt like a lot of cool new businesses were opening.
Absolutely.
You know, all these exciting things were happening. There were so many mover and shakers, and I just thought, I want to be a part of that, and right. I want to do this type of business model before somebody else, you know, thinks of it and does it. So that was kind of why there was a bit of, like, you know,
urgency.
Adrenaline behind, like, okay, got to get there. And he was totally supportive of that as well. So
that's so great.
Yeah.
And you knew this would be a good place for that because you're from here. You
exactly.
grew up here.
Yeah.
And then did you do anything before you started your company or no?
No. So, well, I did. So I graduated UCF back in 2012.
Okay.
And I worked for a little corporate company, and I did marketing and events for them. And then I moved to Australia, and I actually did, like, wedding styling and,
oh, really?
And that kind of stuff, which is how I slowly started getting more experience with flowers. And so that's what I did over there. And then that's when I was having the idea for the flower business, because there was actually a lot of these little concepts in Australia where it was like the Daily Bunch, and I just fell in love with that idea.
Is that kind of what inspired this?
Yeah,
is from when being in Australia?
Yeah, exactly. And I remember going to order flowers for my cousin one day who lives in Atlanta while I was living over there, and I thought, surely there's something like this in Atlanta. Like, Australia has it, surely America has it. Atlanta's
right.
a pretty poppin' city. Looked, like, tried searching everything, couldn't find anything. So that prompted me to say, wonder about Orlando or Jacksonville or Tampa or
right.
et cetera, et cetera. Couldn't find anything like it where it was this, you know, one daily bunch for a certain price. And, so that's when I was like, okay, so this is something that could work. But I kind of just, like,
'cause it's very unique.
Yeah, it's very unique.
So her company is called The Little Flower Bunch. And basically, you create little bouquets of flowers every single day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, so explain the process, like, how do you go about picking out the flowers, and, like, what do you do day to day?
So basically, I start every morning going to the local wholesaler.
Okay.
And I go
there. Where is
that? There's a couple over Jacksonville, but the one I go to is kind of downtown.
Okay. Do you have to have, like, special access for that or something? Or is it?
Well, you.
Because you don't just, like, walk into Publix and, like, pick out flowers, right? You have, like, certain kind. Because, like, I have literally have no idea.
Yeah.
Yours looks so different than you see, like, in the grocery stores, too.
Yeah.
So.
Thank you. Well, that was definitely.
That's the point.
Yeah. That was definitely one of my goals, was to have it, you know, because it's $28 for the bunch, and that includes free delivery. So I wanted it to be a step above just getting something from Publix, but then, you know, a step below having to order a big kind of elaborate bunch from, you know, other florists, which there's definitely a time and place for that. But, you know, for the daily kind of, oh, I just want to surprise somebody for their birthday, or I just want flowers for my house, it felt like a good middle ground.
Right.
So I go to the wholesaler, and you do need, like, a resale certificate to not get charged tax, but I'm almost 100% sure you can just go in there as, like, a normal citizen and just say, hey, I'm going to buy these. You just get charged tax on top of it.
Okay.
So I literally have no idea what I'm going to get that morning. I just walk in, and I kind of walk around the cooler, and I'm like, what do I feel like today? So I just kind of, you know, like I was saying earlier today, since it was going to be a bit rainy, that's why I did the really vibrant colors. But sometimes when it's rainy, I'm in a bit of, like, a moody, you know, like, oh, I'm going to do some, like, dark reds
right.
and purple. And, you know, so I literally just come up with it as I'm walking around the wholesaler in the morning.
So she brought me these flowers, you guys, and they're so pretty. They're so colorful. And I love the little paper with the twine around it. It feels homemade. It doesn't feel like 1-800-Flowers. No offense to 1-800-Flowers. But you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
it doesn't feel
yeah.
like corporate. It feels like somebody actually did it. And it feels like there's, like, some heart behind it.
Yeah.
And not just kind of by the time they get to your door, they're dead.
Exactly.
You know, like, that's happened before.
Yeah, exactly. And I wanted there to be heart and soul. And, you know, my sister laughs at me when I say this, but I do think that certain things sometimes carry an energy about them. And I don't know, I just want the, like, flowers in general make people happy.
Absolutely.
I wanted mine in particular to kind of bring a bit of, like, warmth with them. And, you know, to people to be able to look at it and be like, okay, that was made with love. You know, it's like when you taste a meal that you're like, that was made with passion, with love, rather
right.
than something that you're like, oh, okay, that was an okay, you know, dish or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
So have you always, like, really loved flowers forever?
Yes.
So you've always been into.
Yes.
And you like opening your own store or flower company has been on your mind, or as just you just kind of got the inspiration from when you were in Australia?
Yeah, that, I mean, I've always loved flowers, and I've always been that girl who will buy like a bunch of flowers from Publix but then rearrange them myself in the jar.
Right.
So it's always been something that I've been interested in, and then doing the wedding business over in Australia, starting to get involved with flowers with that, it's really when my passion started growing. And it was only within the last year that I kind of thought, hey, I should maybe do this, you know, like I should try it. I should pursue it. And then I moved back in January and then launched on Valentine's Day. So I've been going for a couple months now. And
that's it. Wow.
Yeah. So it's only been a few months since being open.
How do you feel like it's been so far?
Oh, it's been amazing.
Are you like slammed, though?
There definitely are a lot of days where it's quite busy.
Yeah.
But I love it. Like, I thrive off of the busyness and, you know, making sure I'm like getting everything done by a certain time, and obviously not trying to like run around with a chicken with my head cut off.
Yeah.
But, you know, so it's good. I do anticipate that probably within the next few months, I'm going to try to bring somebody on board. Like,
oh, part-time. So you are, I was going to ask you, are you still by yourself?
Yeah. So at the moment I'm still by myself. So I, you know, can only make a certain amount a day.
Right.
Just because it is myself. But I do have a few people now that I have like delivering for me, like today. So I could come in and chat with you. You know, I'm like, okay. So I hand it off to a delivery driver.
Oh, okay.
Who's like in my network of friends and family who I, you know, can kind of.
So usually if you don't have somebody stepping in for you delivering, are you doing it yourself?
Yeah. So I.
How
I,
is that? Like, I feel like I would be like getting lost. I'm the worst with directions.
Oh my
like
gosh.
Driving around the city. I lived here for like 10 plus years. I still have no idea where I'm going.
No, if you were to ask any of my friends, they would be like, what? Ashley driving? Like, that's because I'm terrible with directions. But.
Me too. I'm the worst.
Definitely doing this job and going out and delivering has helped me know Jacksonville so much more.
Yeah, kind of have to drive around to like really learn
mm-hmm.
and to know where you're going. If you're by yourself, how many a day are you delivering?
I try to do like Fridays and Mondays tend to be my busiest days. Mm-hmm. So right now I'm kind of capping it off at like 10 on those days.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not too bad.
No. It's definitely very feasible, very easy to handle. And then Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays are relatively busy, but you'll never know. Like someday, you know, Wednesdays will be massive, and then the next week they'll be kind of
just
quiet.
Random. It probably depends on like.
Yeah.
Like I found you on Instagram, so more and more people are finding out about you. Mm. What you have going on is very unique. And it's not, like I said, the same as walking into a store where everything kind of looks the same.
Right.
You really are creating it. And they're so pretty. I'm obsessed.
Thank you.
I would love to have them in my house like 24/7.
Thank you.
It feels good. I always buy myself flowers. Like,
yeah, me too.
Like a loser. Because I like to have them in my apartment. I feel
exactly.
like it makes it feel like.
No, exactly. And that is, you're so not a loser because I would probably say most women, you know, buy themselves flowers like I used to all the time, which was a huge part of why I also started it was because,
right.
you know, I wanted flowers to be accessible for not just special occasions, but for the everyday, you know, because I really do think flowers can transform a room, can transform
Absolutely.
A mood. Like there's nothing better than handing flowers to somebody when I deliver and their face just like lights up,
yes.
you know, and that's what I love about getting to see the deliveries as well, because flowers are just a mood changer.
Have you ever had any like really adorable reactions where maybe you could tell like somebody was having a rough day or something and then somebody just like starts crying in your face?
Definitely. I've definitely had a few tears, a lot of confusion, like people going, really? Like for me?
Yeah.
For me? Because I think because the price point that they're at, it's a lot more affordable for people to send them.
Right.
So I'm starting to deliver to a lot of people that have never gotten flowers delivered to them before because
right.
maybe it was a little bit too expensive.
They really jack up the prices when you go through those websites.
Yeah. It's hard because I understand that, you know, they're bigger businesses. So they have a lot of employees and they've got a lot of channels they've got to go through. But, you know, that's the good thing about being a little smaller is that I can keep the price like at this point and
right.
kind of make it more accessible to people who still want the flowers delivered, but don't necessarily have like a bigger budget.
Right. And then the $28 is including like you
yep.
delivering them
yep.
and everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yeah.
So do you put them together in your home? Do you have like a store or do you have like a, where do you do all your work?
Yeah. So right now I'm working out of home. So
okay.
I have like a little space set up with like a workbench and, you know, I've got all my supplies and everything.
And you're doing it all by yourself. Nobody's
yeah.
helping you.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So start to finish, from picking out the flowers to coming home and posting on social media and website and, you know, then making them, delivering them. That's me. And then I also have, you know, like I said, some people coming and helping with delivering sometimes. But yeah, so I work out of home at the moment. And my goal by the end of the year is to get into like a shared space, you know, like right. a shared workshop or warehouse or something. Because I feel like there's a lot of those popping up in Jacksonville, which is awesome.
Would you ever want like a little storefront, or do you feel like you like to keep it where you're, it's you and then you're delivering?
Yeah, I think I'm happy for now, you know, kind of keeping it as like not something where you can just walk up and get them, because it helps right. with, you know, a bit of that like quality control, and it helps with being able to you know, because I only make as many as the orders are coming in, you know, whereas I'm right. sure with a shop, it might be a little bit more up in the air, because you're like, oh, I don't know how many people will come in or.
Right.
But yeah, so I think for now, this is like a good kind of business model, but who knows, like, see how it goes and grows.
Yeah, would you want to expand to even like different more cities?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Because the definitely. Idea is really cool, and you could still keep it small, but just move it around yeah. to different places, because yeah. I literally have never heard of anything like this before.
Yeah, definitely. And like my husband, he's such a dreamer, and he's like, okay, so you could, you know, like franchise out and you could do this and that. We could take you here and there. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I got to take it a day at a time.
Bump the brakes, buddy.
You're stressing me out, okay? Stressing me out.
Wait, so what does he do in Australia?
So he is a structural designer. Okay. So he designs, I don't know.
Don't feel bad.
I kind of understand, but not really. He like has okay. to explain it to me a lot, but he draws things on the computer.
Do you ever watch Friends?
Yeah.
It's like how they explain Chandler's job.
Yeah.
They like never know what the hell he does. That's exactly. basically like what you're describing
exactly.
right now.
Everyone says something different, and I like, you know, he'll come and visit my family, and my family will be like, oh, so how's the engineering? He's like, no, not an engineer. I'm like, oh, right.
You should just record him saying what he does, then you can just play it so that you never have
exactly.
to say it again.
Exactly. All I know is he does something that when he tried to show me, I kind of zoned out, because I was like, this is totally not
this
how my
is
brain
so
works.
Boring. Can we talk about flowers now?
I'm bad like that sometimes. He'll
okay.
look at me and be like, you've switched off, haven't you?
Yeah,
like,
I do it too. Super ADD. Would you want him to be a part of your business when he comes back over here, like to help you and you guys could do it together, or do you think he would stick to his own thing?
Well, he actually, within the past year, has been training under somebody to be a videographer.
Oh, wow.
Because he, as much as he's got that kind of analytical computer, like, side of his brain, he's also very creative. Like, you know, he was in the band. He does music. He loves to do anything in that creative realm. And he got really into videography because he wanted to find something he could, you know, that could translate to America as well. So he's been filming weddings, and he's got all his gear now. And so I think when he gets over here, it'll kind of be him doing, you know, videography, me doing flowers.
Yeah, you guys can partner and stuff for that.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't even have to be weddings, too. It could just be any event, because a lot of events require flowers and videos.
Yeah, so exactly.
We talked about this before, but you've done one wedding so far.
I've done one wedding, and I think I've actually got another 6 on the books.
What?
Yeah.
Damn, check you out. Yeah. That's awesome.
So how
is that? Is it overwhelming, or do you love it, or how do you feel about it?
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
It went really well the first time?
It did. And thankfully, it was for a friend. So even though she was like paying me to do it, it was just so good to be able to do it for a friend who I understand her style, and she's
right.
you know, super gracious with timing and with changing out this flower to that. And so it was a great kind of way to step into that realm. But I absolutely loved it. Like, it was very tiring. I think I got like 3 hours of sleep because I was also a guest at the wedding.
Oh, God.
So I was like trying to like hurry, get everything done. I think I got ready in 12 minutes because I was like working up until the last second. But yeah, I love it.
Like, so you did everything by yourself then?
Well, I was going to, and thankfully, a lot of my friends and family were around because a lot of them were invited.
Right.
I don't know what I would have done without them, because I was like, hey, I need somebody to wrap this bouquet. I need somebody to help me.
You need
with
to
this.
Hire
Can
on some
me?
Like interns or something for your next time around.
Oh, for sure. And that's one of the biggest things I learned is that I need, you know, help when it comes to like a actual wedding day. And I've definitely met some people who have offered to help, who kind of have worked in that before. So I think I'll be able to have a few hands with me next
Absolutely.
Time.
Well, you have the events experience now too, so mm-hmm. you're taking your little small shop and making it even bigger.
Yeah.
And then if somebody wanted to request flowers from you for their special day or whatever, what would they do? You just go to your website or mm-hmm. something?
Yep. So they could just go to my website, and I've got all my, you know, there's like a contact form you can fill out, or I've got my email, phone number, any of that kind of stuff. So.
And then they can find out more details. And social media, mm-hmm. everybody should definitely go follow you on social media, because you post the pictures of the flowers that you're going to sell for that day, right?
Yep, exactly.
And then it's Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep, so Monday through Friday, and I try to post the bunch of the day every day by 8:45 a.m.
Okay.
And then I also post it on the website as well, and the website will go live with orders. And then I sell until 1 p.m. or if it sells out earlier, I'll notify and be like, hey, we're sold out for the day, because I delivered that day as well. So
right.
it's same day delivery once you order it. And then this way, you know, people can go and see Monday. Okay, it's a lot of pinks. Like, I'm not super into pink. Let me see what they've got on Tuesday. Okay, Tuesday's like orange and yellow is perfect. I'll order that.
Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah, and I also, anytime anybody needs to pre-order for a date in the future, or you know, needs to double their bunch or triple it, I can
okay.
do
that. Okay,
well.
So you can just always add
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
So you guys can go follow her. Is it the little?
I think it's under Little Flower Bunch.
Little Flower Bunch.
I should definitely know that. So
on Instagram.
I don't know why I said I think.
You'll find her. Little,
yeah, little flower bunch.
And then you post the pictures, and then you guys can be like, oh, this is adorable. I want to buy this. And then click on the link in her bio probably, right?
Yep.
I'm assuming it's there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then go order some flowers, because they're really pretty and you have really great style. So
thank
I feel
you.
Like you guys will love it. Go check her out. Ashley, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.